Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, this is Dawn Grant with your 15 minutes of inspiration on this great Wednesday morning in the middle of your week, giving you some thoughts, some reflections, some bit of information that, from my perspective, from the work that I've done over the years in hypnotherapy and mental training and coaching, and in private sessions, both in my office and also working with some of the PGA golf professionals. So you can get more information about me or the services that I offer at dawngrant.com, and you can contact me at dawn@dawngrant.com. But what I'd like for you to think about today and to reflect upon, and this probably could be pretty controversial depending on what your belief systems are, depending on what your own perceptions are, depending on your upbringing regarding religion or your beliefs in life, even those of you that subscribe to the Law of Attraction and have read The Secret. There's different perspectives on what your part is in life and how much a higher power or God or nature participates in that. So the quote today that I'm looking at is, as human beings, we are endowed with freedom of choice, and we cannot shuffle off our responsibility upon the shoulders of God or nature. We must shoulder it ourselves. It is up to us. And that was said by Arnold J. Toynbee. So if you think about that for a moment, and again, there are so many different perspectives on this, but I happen to agree with this quote myself and through some of my research and learnings, and again, through the work that I've done with people, that I do personally believe that as humans, we are given intellect, and we are given free will, and we are therefore given freedom of choice. You have this ability. You have this gift that's been given to you. It's different than any other creature that's on earth. It's the ability to choose. It's the ability to think. It's the ability to rationalize and plan and process, to have choice in life, to decide in each moment if you're going to turn left or you're going to turn right, to decide in each moment. If you're driving down the road, am I going to go 100 miles per hour or am I going to go 80 right now? Am I going to have my seatbelt on or am I not going to have my seatbelt on? You have choices at work. What time you're going to show up? If you're going to work hard or if you're going to just kind of take the paycheck and sit back and not do much. If you're going to put your best foot forward in a project or just allow someone else to do it and then take some credit for it. These are choices that you have. In relationships, you can decide that you're going to be active in that relationship. You can decide that you're going to pay attention to what your partner likes and desires so that you can satisfy that person. Or you can decide to just sit back and grab the remote control and watch TV and just hope that they're happy just being around you. It's really up to you what choices in life you make. And as a human being, you have this freedom of choice. You can't just sit around and shuffle it off. This is your responsibility as a human being. If you just sit back, and this is one of the misconceptions with The Secret. Some people that read The Secret thought it made it seem too easy, that you could visualize and decide that you want something in your life, and all of a sudden it was just supposed to happen. Missing the step of taking action. If you are a believer in the law of attraction, then what you want to know is that all you're doing is getting clear about who you are and what it is that you desire in your life, what it is that makes you joyful, what makes you happy, what makes you excited. So if you look at it from like point A to point B, you're not just going to get to point B by sitting on the couch watching TV with a remote control in your hand. You get to point B by taking action, by making decisions, by recognizing that you do have choice. You can have the choice of hanging out maybe with somebody that drinks more excessively than you, or maybe participates in activities that you don't necessarily agree with. As long as you choose that, then you've got to know that that's affecting your life. But if you chose to maybe not drink so much, if you chose to have a healthier lifestyle for your body and chose to be able to wake up in the morning feeling more alert and aware and more capable of making good choices throughout your day, then obviously you wouldn't want to be drinking too much the night before and therefore not hanging out with somebody that's going to influence you in that way. These are all choices that you make. So just because somebody may think, okay, well, I've read The Secret, and now I understand Law of Attraction, and I'm just going to go ahead and visualize myself driving that really great sports car and living this really great life and having this really wonderful spouse attached to my arm. And just because you think it and visualize it doesn't mean it's just going to happen. And it's surely not going to happen if you're making choices that aren't even conducive to it. If you're making choices of, you know, putting yourself in situations that aren't the healthiest or the best for you, or not conducive at all to what you desire. So making choices that are conducive to who you are and what it is that you desire in your life is the most important thing. To participate in life, to take action. Now, there are some people that believe that life is just happening, that it doesn't matter, that even if you put yourself in some of those not-so-good situations, that the right thing's going to happen for you. Or some people think that wherever you are is exactly where you're supposed to be anyway, so why even worry about it? Which is definitely true to some degree. But where you are today and where you'll be tomorrow is definitely based on the choices that you make today. And my preference for myself and the clients that I work with would be to help them to recognize where they want to be tomorrow so that they can make deliberate action and make deliberate choices that are conducive to what it is that they desire. So you can't really shuffle all this responsibility off on God or nature. And my understanding of God is, and any spiritual being, religious figure, would be that they're not going to get involved unless you ask, which is what prayer is all about. I mean, there is some involvement, speaking through intuition, guidance, it's always available, trusting, letting go, letting God, those types of things are definitely important. But you do have free will. And it reminds me of being a parent. And you get your child up in the morning and you feed them a good breakfast and you have been teaching them for years how to have good values and morals and ethics and the importance of respecting themselves and others and the importance of learning and educating their minds. You teach them all these things over the years. You get them up in the morning and you get them a good breakfast and you send them off to school. And you know that as they step out of your car, they have free will. They have the freedom to choose. And all you can do is hope and just let go and pray that what they are learning, they will apply in their life that day. And that kind of reminds me of what God's about, or your higher power. It's like sending you off to school. You're a little spiritual being going off into life to learn and to experience. So if you looked at the planet Earth and being in human form as and being in physical form as going to school, then you are given that free will all day long. You can look for some guidance. You can look for some direction. You can pray about things. You can let go and know that good things aren't coming your way as long as you have good intentions about your life and good direction that you're taking your life in. So it is up to us. We must shoulder the responsibility of choice. And as I've said in many past inspirations, you have to know who you are. You have to trust who you are. You have to recognize the uniqueness in yourself, what it is that you desire, in order to know what direction you want to take your life in, to actually be able to take action, to have that freedom of choice, to go in the direction that you want to go in. And many of us could even believe then that God is in each of us. And if you look at it that way, then he's inspiring you throughout the entire day. And all you have to do is stop long enough to listen. All you have to do is let the chatterbox and the worries and the fears and the negative thinking shut down, so that you can listen to the guidance and inspiration that's within you that brings about the joy. So as human beings, we are endowed with freedom of choice, and we cannot shuffle our responsibility upon the shoulders of God or nature. We must shoulder it ourselves, because it's up to us. And that was thanks to Arnold J. Toynbee. So as I said, obviously there's lots of other perspectives out there. That's just my perception based on my own experiences of life and where my little spiritual self is guiding me in this particular lifetime. So it's up to you as to what parts you like and what parts you don't like, and to take what you like and leave the rest behind. So go into today making your choices, being conscientious and aware of who you are, what you desire, having good morals and values and respect for yourself and others. But make the choices that are conducive to you living a wonderful and amazing life. For more information, go to dawngrant.com, and I look forward to chatting with you some more in the next 15 minutes of inspiration.